Hey, Galaxy Wars listeners, this is Jim. We don't have a new episode this week, but what we do have is a bonus Active Geek episode. It's a comic book review that I did from one of my favorite comic book writers, Steve Orlando. I think the Galaxy Wars listeners are really going to like this book. So enjoy this episode, and if you're not already listening to Active Geek, I hope you make the journey over and listen to us every Wednesday. So enjoy this episode. Tom and I will be back next week with a great Mulan review, and thanks for listening.
Wait for it.
There's no need to wait, geeks. We are back. This is the Active Geek Podcast. I'm your host, Jim, and this is a very important episode because today I'm reviewing a comic book called Commanders in Crisis by one of my favorite comic book creators, Steve Orlando. Now, Commanders in Crisis is out October 14th, but there's still time to order it. And at the end of the episode, I'm going to give you all the order codes that you need and how to make sure this becomes an instant classic. Now, if the name Steve Orlando sounds familiar, that's because he's been on our show twice. In 2018, Chuck and I were covering the first year of Keystone Comic Con in Philadelphia and got a chance to meet and interview Steve, which coincidentally came the day after the announcement of his Martian Manhunter series, which if you like Martian Manhunter, I highly recommend. It's an awesome storyline. One of my favorites. Fast forward to last month, and Steve returned to our show to discuss his new books, Commanders in Crisis and Kill a Man, available November 4th from Aftershock Comics. It's a really awesome MMA story, and if you haven't heard that interview, highly recommend that interview. Check that out so you learn a little bit more about the man we're going to be talking about today. But if the name Steve Orlando doesn't sound familiar, he's probably written stories for some of your favorite characters. So he's written for DC for... He's been a staple at DC forever. He's written for Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, the before-mentioned Martian Manhunter, one of my favorite and most underrated superheroes, Midnighter, Gotham City Monsters, a weird team-up that absolutely worked. It was a great little story. And Doom Patrol, amongst others over at DC. But he's also worked at IDW, Boom Studios with the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Bulk and Skull series. And then he's got some books from Image. So he has Crude from Image, and he's got Virgil, another book that's going to be re-released in October for its fifth anniversary. And it's a story set in Jamaica about a former cop who's out for revenge. I've read it. It's an awesome story. The artwork's cool. I highly recommend that as well. So let's talk about Commanders in Crisis. Again, it's out October 14th, and the cutoff date to order it is September 21st. So when Steve made the announcement that he was going to be creating his own superhero universe, I wasn't worried at all, to be honest with you. Because Steve may know the most about superheroes and comics of anybody that I've ever known. And it absolutely shows in this first issue. When I pick up a new book and I'm reading a new story about new characters, I'm looking for a few things. I'm looking for origins for the new characters, explanations of their powers and what they stand for, their message. And I'm also looking for a sense of what to look forward to moving on in the series for the future. And so many times, I kid you not, I picked up a new book, and I've been slammed with so much exposition, I find it super hard to even remain focused on the story and the characters. However, with Commanders in Crisis, it's the complete opposite. From the very first panel of this book to the very last panel, the story flows perfectly. You're introduced to an event in Philadelphia, which immediately when it's set in Philadelphia, I was like, yeah, you got my money. But this event, like, it seems like it's just a weird occurrence in Philly, but it later proves to be a main catalyst for future issues. So you start with this event, and in the end of the issue, it ties everything in. So I thought that that was really awesome. Then you're introduced to the heroes, which may be the most unique characters and the most intriguing characters I've ever been introduced to. So the first character you meet is Prizefighter, who is like, he's your classic superhero. He's strong, he's handsome, he's Superman, Sentry, he's Hyperion, he's the leader. He looks like the leader. He's your classic superhero type, but as you read further into the series, or as you read further into the story, he's so much more. There's so many layers to Prize Fighter, and issue one just scratches the surface. Then there's Sawbones, the action surgeon, who has the coolest look in my mind. I love his look, but also has, like, he's very, very intriguing. He's, like, runner-up for my favorite character. Then you have Seer, who is a quantum god. She's super dope, super powerful, super strong. Again, a lot of layers. That's going to be, like, the overarching tone. There's going to be a ton of layers to these characters. And then there's my favorite, who is Originator, who innovates vocabulary. And that's a power I don't think I've ever seen in comics. And it may be out there, but I've missed it. I 100% think that this is fresh. This is brand new. Seeing Originator in action throughout issue one really gave me, like, really made me look forward to seeing how her character develops later on in the series. She is by far my favorite character of the commanders in Crisis. She's my favorite character of the heroes. And then there's Frontier, who, you know, you meet her and you seem like I think when you meet her, she gives off like Oracle vibes a little bit. Like, she's the dispatch. She's the eyes. If you watched Arrow, she's Overwatch. But she's not. She's much more than that. And she's the most intriguing, even more intriguing than Sawbones, because I don't think any of her story has really been told yet. We've seen her in action just a little bit, but there's so much more, I think, to be told for her. So she's super intriguing for me. As I was introduced to the team, I thought they'd been together forever. Like, this was a group of friends who, ever since they developed, that they got powers, or they went to, like, they started in Young Justice, then they went to the Teen Titans, and they went to the Justice League. I thought that that was their progression. But as I'm reading it, and you read on, you find out that they've been gathered as survivors of dead worlds in a multiverse, who all have something in common. And that's not really explained to you until the end. And so, like, that was a really good kind of twist. Like, you're seeing how well this team works. And then at the end, they're like, you know, you guys were formed because of X, Y, and Z. And I thought that was refreshing, and it was awesome. The best way that I could kind of describe this issue, the first issue, is that I saw it like a TV pilot. There was a great balance of story building and character development, where each character has their own moment to shine individually, but still leaves the reader interested in where they came from and what they've been through. It's kind of like, so like, as you're reading it, you get backstories, you get little mini origin stories of Sawbones, Prize Fighter. You get to see who these characters are. You get to see what happens when superheroes have regular lives. And I thought that that was really cool. As great as the characters are, and I love the character, but the story is even better. The story is about Ideacide, where Compassion has been murdered, which I think is going to cause absolute chaos and carnage. And how that's going to play out is going to be amazing in this arc. I think this is a 12-issue run for just this story. And from talking to Steve, he has, like, huge plans for this. Like, it's going to expand, and it's going to be his own universe. And I think this definitely has the legs to do that. I can't wait for that. In addition to the story, the artwork by David Tinto, I hope I'm saying that right, is beautiful and captivating. And I found myself, like, getting lost into the panels. It's kind of like looking through, like, Alex Ross art and just looking in the backgrounds of panels and, like, the landscapes. I really, truly enjoyed the artwork on this. Now, the best thing I can say about this series is the representation and inclusion of the characters is amazing. Each character is unique and important and proud. You've got LGBTQ characters, female leads, people of color. Everybody is represented, and I think that that is amazing. You don't really see that in a lot of comics. Usually, some of the heroes are going to be whitewashed, and this was a very fresh take, and it's a very modern and inclusive team. Everybody's being represented. I think it's beautiful. And like I said, each character is unique and important and proud, and it goes hand in hand with a message that's stated earlier in the story, that we need to respect our differences and realize that we can agree to disagree, and that everybody's important. And, you know, 2020 sucked. It's nice to hear that. It's nice to have a message, like, to remind people, like, just be good human beings. Honor and respect people. Everybody's important. Everybody should be loved. And everybody has the right to be themselves and not be judged for who they are. And I think that was it's a beautiful sentiment in a story that is bigger. Like, I don't know. I just think it's beautiful. I can't say much more about the first issue without spoiling it. So I'm going to end the review by saying that I haven't been this excited for a new story in quite some time. I fully believe in this story, and I believe that this is going to be an instant classic and is just the beginning of greatness. And I may sound biased. I led off this episode by saying that Steve Orlando is one of my favorite writers. And as I read this, I tried to put my biases behind. You know what I mean? I wanted to make sure that I went in this fresh as a reviewer, not as a fan. And as a reviewer, I stand by what I just said. I believe in this. I think that this was the freshest. It's one of my favorite stories of 2020, and it's just issue one. I'm very excited for this. I think that I think Steve's got something. I think that this is just the beginning of something that's going to be huge. And if I have to give it a rating, I'm going to give it a 5 of 5. I don't even have any cons. Like, I wrote down like pros and cons going into the review, and if my pros was like front and back pages, my cons, there was nothing. I liked everything about this. The artwork is clean. The artwork is beautiful. The story is fresh and it flows. The characters are dope. They're unique. They're different. I love it. I can't say much more. So now that brings us to the most important part of this episode. And that's how you can order Commanders in Crisis. Now remember, comes out October 14th, but we have, what's now, the 13th? We got about a week to flood comic book shops with ordering Commanders in Crisis. So it's actually really easy to order comic books. If you've never ordered comic books, this is very easy. You either go to your comic book shop or you contact your local shop and tell them that you want to order Commanders in Crisis. And then you're going to give them this code. So this is the diamond code. It's AUG200037. And then it comes with multiple variant covers. So there's multiple ending codes if you want variant covers. So if there's a comic book artist that you love, like Peach Momoko is doing a variant cover. She's doing cover C. You can do AUG200039. And then there's, you know, 3A, 40, 41, 42, 43, and 44. Now that's a lot of codes. So let's say you're driving, you don't have a pen and paper available. If you want to find out who's doing what cover and how to get those covers and how to get those codes, you can follow me on Instagram. Follow the podcast, The Active Geek, on Instagram. We've posted it a couple weeks ago, and we've been putting it in our stories every week, almost every day. So if you want to order this, if this sounds like something that you like or something that sounds like something someone else that you know would like, do yourself a favor and do them a favor and order this book. Contact as many comic book shops in your area and order this book. This is, like I said, an instant classic. It's a wonderful series, and it's going to be huge. The future is bright for Steve Orlando, and if you don't know who he is, I hope that this helped. And if you're looking for a new book and you're looking for that great series that everybody's hoping for, it's this one. 12 issues and then so much more. This is it, man. I highly recommend this book. I highly recommend diving into the long boxes and finding some of Steve's older work. Get Virgil. In November, you can get Killaman. But what's most important right now is getting Commanders in Crisis. And this is a series that after reading issue one, I want issue two. Like, I'm looking forward to the next release dates. And I haven't been that way with a comic series in a very long time. And even though I've read issue one already, I'm going to go pick up issue one just to have for my collection, to add to my wall books. Maybe if I meet Steve again, get him to sign it. But this is a series that I highly recommend. 5 out of 5. Do yourself a favor. Order this book. Call your comic book shop. Call every comic book shop in the state and order this book. And spread the word. If you don't, you know, if this isn't for you, share this episode with anybody you know who likes comics. But that's it, man. That's the episode. It's a brief one. on a great book. You can follow us on social media, The Active Geek on Instagram, ActiveGeek_ on Twitter. You can follow Chuck on Instagram, Chuck_TheActiveGeek, AG Cosplay. You can support the network. We have another podcast called The Galaxy Wars Podcast. It comes out every Monday. I'm going to post this on there, so you know you can share that as well. And then next week we'll be back with a normal Active Geek episode, but this was an important one for the network. This was an important one for the show. And this book needs to get out there. So go to your comic book shop and order Commanders in Crisis before September 21st. And then go to your comic book shop on October 14th and buy what seems to be what I'm going to dub the best book of 2020. So for the Active Geek Podcast, I am Jim, and we are out.